Moscow has also stressed the importance of the UN probe into the attack. A former Pentagon official, Michael Maloof, has questioned the report released by the White House as it fails to show what information actually supports the assessment.
It's only an assessment. It's based upon, they say, intelligence. But once again, the intelligence itself remains classified, and we have no idea what the certainty of that information is or what the sourcing of it is. It just reminds me all over again of 2003 when I was at the Pentagon, and we heard CIA Director George Tenet telling President Bush the evidence was a slam dunk about Iraq's WMD. And of course, there's politics behind all of these assessments right now. And we've seen this because we have the deep state or the intelligence community really having an axe to grind against Russia. And it has reignited the whole notion of overthrow. And where President Trump himself made the statement, no regime change during the campaign.
Earlier, we spoke to Lawrence Wilkerson, a former chief of staff to U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell. In 2003, he was responsible for reviewing CIA information used to prepare Powell for his Security Council's speech on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Mr. Wilkerson told us he believes the U.S. assessment on the alleged Idlib chemical attack is simply politically motivated.
The government has jumped to conclusions with regard to the provenance of that particular attack. And let me add that I think I know their motivation for having done so. It was domestic. They wanted to get the whole Russia issue, if you will, off the domestic agenda, and they succeeded majorly in doing that.